is one.
We'll call the Gage County Board of Equalization to order for Wednesday, June 17th, 2020, at 8:32 on the clock. The Open Meetings Act is on the wall to my left. Attendance by observation, Jurgens, Hill, Teeman, Dorn, and Byers. Is there anyone on the phone?
Matt?
Malman.
Oh, can you turn that up, man?
Yeah.
Morning, Matt.
Morning, Carla.
Approve or disapprove the agenda as presented?
I'd move to approve the agenda as presented.
Second.
Moved by Byers, second by Dorn. Any discussion? Vote.
Yes.
6 in favor. Motion carries. Approve or disapprove the minutes of the previous meeting?
I'd move to approve the minutes of the previous meeting.
Second.
Moved by Byers, second by Dorn. Discussion? Vote.
Yes.
6 in favor. And Mr. Lytle is also here. Comments from the public and requests for future agenda items for equalization. Welcome all of you public. Nice to see you all. If no comments, approve or disapprove the maintenance agreement with Standard Appraisal Service, Inc., effective July 1st, 2020 through June 30th, 2021. This would be for helping Patty with appraisals, assessments through the year. I assume this is probably the same agreement as in previous years. Mm-hmm. Roger, have you seen this already?
But the same agreement.
Has anything changed in this at all, other than the dates? $5? Well, that's different than $5.
Are you working with Daryl? I feel that.
The biggest problem is this year there was a little with the COVID-19. You know, there is a few days that we'll probably bring over because there was times in between March and now that we were a little concerned with going out and doing some of those things and inspecting what we probably should have got. You know, we had to be sort of careful on what we did there. So.
Well, they're pretty decent people most of the time, so they'll donate any services they have during that period of time. Because they're rich, too.
Just keep in mind with this particular contract, there's no, it's contract, but we don't pay insurance or any of that type of thing. He uses his own vehicle. So those types of things involved.
This agreement follows our budget year. It's for 464 hours of appraiser time at a rate of $103 an hour.
What was the rate an hour for standard and his regular premise? I knew this one was, I think, 95, I believe, for the husband. I'm not sure. Yes, I know one.
Don's looking at the last contract. Any other discussion on this agreement? Does that include time for the refereeing as well? Or is that? Oh, I'm sorry.
I would move to approve the maintenance agreement with Standard Appraisal Services effective July 1st, 2020 through June 30th, 2021.
Second.
Moved by Byers, second by Lytle.
$98 per hour.
So last year's was $98 an hour, same amount of time approximately, and same amount exactly, and then...
45, say that again, please, 40 what? 45, 472, okay. All right.
All righty.
Okay, thank you.
We have a motion in a second. This will just increase the rate a little bit, same amount of time, same time period. I would ask you to vote.
Coming, yes.
7 in favor. Motion carries. Approve or disapprove agreement between Standard Appraisal Service and Gage County for consultation services for the Board of Equalization protest hearing, which will be the consultation for refereeing, basically, as protests come up. Which, have you had much news on that at all?
30 of them right now, I think.
those will come in, and that's something like Terry has discussed. Terry?
Well, what?
Well, I was just going to say, as Terry said before, that way the same set of eyes, same set of ears, hears every protest.
And Lloyd is the expert on ag real estate, and so that's going to be his main focus on ag agriculture. I've had many disgruntled taxpayers in concerning the pastures. I know you have, Patty.
We're taking care of that today.
We are. Mm-hmm. All right, take care of
it. Thank you. Go for it. Taking a huge leap here, you guys.
That'll be a couple down there on the agenda, so we'll see what happens there. But no, I'd ask for a motion and a second for that equalization.
I would move to approve the agreement.
Second.
Moved by Byers, second by Dorn. Any other discussion on the referee work? Vote.
Yes.
7 in favor. The motion carries. Up next, approve or disapprove contract with Lloyd Dickinson for referee work on the 2020 property valuation protests. Same thing, only on the ag side. Additional consultation for the assessor's office.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Moved by Juergen, second by Lytle. Any discussion?
Well, I can get into discussion, but I won't.
A little quiet on this. Vote.
Yes.
7 in favor. Motion carries. This is what Patty was talking about before. Approve or disapprove the change evaluation notices by the Board of Equalization for adjustments on pasture and CRP, with the assessor valuing it as a subclass of the current soil classification. And I'd ask for a motion and a second, and then we can discuss this.
I'll make that motion.
Second.
Moved by Dorn, second by Byers. Patty, would you explain to us what you're doing? You explained Monday, but will you kind of go back over that?
Yeah, me and Lloyd will try to explain it a little bit. Basically what happened, LB 372 passed, and that's the bill that Steve Erdman issued back a while back. And so we were starting to figure our values based on market. And then this bill did pass in the legislature, and it determined different ways to value this ground. And so, you know, Lloyd might be able to explain it better than I can, because I was very concerned and called him down in Arizona, because you were down there then at that point. We had had our values set. And when you are looking at our valuations on ag land, it's based on a digital soil first. The soil scientists determine the soil type. We decide the use, which would be cropland, pasture land, irrigated, and trees, and also CRP. CRP is a program that was introduced years ago that was allowing the farmer to take their land out of dry land and put it in CRP. So it remained idle. They got a certain amount of payments per acre, but here a few years back, those payments per acre probably barely paid the tax dollars on the CRP. I mean, we agree with that. I mean, basically that's kind of what happened. And they most likely were class 3 and 4 soils. Well, with Senator Erdman's bill, from my understanding, he's out in the Bridgeport area. He felt that it needed to follow more of the guidelines of USDA or FSA.
NRCS.
Yep. So when we do a digital soil, then we convert it to what we call an LVG. An LVG is a class 1, 2, 3, or 4 based on the soil type. So, you know, rugged soil would be class 1, a poor soil would be class 4. I passed this out to you guys. Do you have those sheets right there? So after we got through with all our analysis, you have these from before, but I'll go ahead and pass them out again, because I thought maybe you would not have them with you. What caused us some great the stress is, through the passage of that, we have a soil, and if you look down, once you get those, class 7344, which is about halfway down the page.
What's the number?
7344. So it's kind of halfway.
Yeah.
In order down there. That's a Melma eroded Pawnee complex with a 6-11% slope. So if you go across, that is considered the old way. The first column shows a 3D1, a 3A1, 3G1. Okay, then you go over to where the department, PAD, read what was into the bill, and it became a 4D1 dry, a 4A1 and irrigated, then it jumped way up to a 1G. So when you take a poorer soil, 3G1, and jump it up to a 1G, that causes some heartache in my office. I immediately found that to be very disturbing, so back when we were still figuring values before Bob left for Arizona, he had to refigure if that class on a cell, if we had a 4G there or a 3G there, we had to refigure our values based on market, with that now being a 1G, which it just doesn't, and I'll let Lloyd talk a little bit about that. So I was never comfortable with that, and I really wasn't sure, you know, bills can read even John and I. I'd shown my concern to John right away, Myron. And I guess I was concerned with it taking that big of a leap. And
we talked to Myron.
Yes. And so then after these valuation notices went out, Senator Erdman got calls, I'm sure Myron got calls, everybody got calls. So Senator Erdman's not happy with PAD. PAD's saying, well, we did it based on this, and it just didn't set right for me that the way I've done it, being here as long as I've been here. And I knew what kind of raises that it put on the farmers.
So with the big raises then, this is the part Terry wants to hear now, but with that, you changed it back.
And I'm going to let Lloyd, can you talk a little bit about, just explain a little bit?
Lloyd, will you sit up by the microphone or talk into one of the mics?
I don't know.
Patty's pretty well, in my opinion, Patty's pretty well said what went on. Erdman's bill, as I understand it, simply said, have the county assessors classify soil types the same way that the soil conservation, the old Soil Conservation Service, or the NRCS, does. Well, what, in effect, the Class 4 soil, after it went through Lincoln, became a Class 1 pasture soil. And, of course, under the system, Class 1 pasture soils are worth more than a Class 4 pasture soil. And it's based on the pounds of, it's based on carrying capacity, or the pounds of grass available for grazing. And so when you do that, the pasture values went way up for assessment purposes, as did the CRP. So over the last 2 months, Patty has worked, and Bob have worked very hard, and I've had some input as to trying to get those soils reduced back down. Now, the Lincoln office has simply said, make a subset now, put in the value that it should be. And so I think that's what Patty's going to do.
Could you identify yourself for the record, please?
Yes, I'm Lloyd Dickinson. I'm an independent contractor, certified general appraiser.
Thank you.
And I've been assisting Patty over the past several months.
40 or 50 years, I think.
Well, let's not get into how old I am, please.
Okay.
Lloyd?
Yes.
Okay, we see all these soil types here.
Mm-hmm.
They've all been crunched up and been raised up to the higher classes. Why is that? Because there's a difference in soil, and I think these soil, what was the year this was done?
It was done last winter.
No, but I mean the original.
Oh.
Gage County, was it in 63?
Probably.
Was it that far, 59, 63?
Generally, the nation was done after World War II. Gage County most recently was done in by Cliff Cone here in the county, lives in Beatrice. I believe that was around 2003, 2004.
So
he combines some of the old soils, but they're still the same. I mean, it's he just made fewer soil classifications for the county.
Right, but what my view is, the poor soils were jumped up into the better soils.
Right.
That those are better soils and match that one, to me. That's
exactly right. As I understand it, the 7344 has around 100,000 acres in Gage County. It's a class four soil type. I don't care whether you're talking farmable acres or pasture acres.
Okay.
And so what happened is, after the bill went through Lincoln, Lincoln said it's a class four soil for dry crop and irrigated, but it's a class one for grass. And so consequently, those pasture, for lack of a better word, just pasture taxpayers, have an increase, a substantial increase in their valuation. And that also, CRP for some reason is in the same category. And so Patty's been working hard on trying to get the subclass, which was suggested by Lincoln, to create a subclass and put the valuation on it that fits that soil. And she's done that, is my understanding. Okay.
This was concerning way back when it first came out, because I saw what it did to my valuations. And you know, I was going to keep my ag land pretty stable this year. But with what you see here, it was pretty hard to keep it stable when we go from them. I think that one was a class 3 or 4 to 1. And then based on my valuation process, you're going to jump up a value because my class 1 is going to be a lot higher than my class 4. Class 4 generally is rocks and things like
that. Well, it's hard to manage.
And the biggest thing that Lloyd had to say, too, with the slope on this particular one, that was a problem.
Patty, do you have something that shows the valuations that you initially assessed for this year and that you're...
I just finished this at 4:30 yesterday. Because what we have to do now, and this is where I'm going to go with these.
The only reason I ask is just before we vote, just so that we have...
Well, and here's what I'm... Here's what I have to do now. Once I've set all these valuation notices out, because my deadline is March 19th to finish my valuation, okay? So then May 31st, then I send out valuation notices. After that point in time, the only way I can send out new valuation notices is through the County Board of Equalization, because you would have to vote on what I decided to do.
And these are all reductions?
Well, not necessarily, because we had to do some LVG codes. We had to go, you still have to hit that I don't know if they'll measure me now, but I was at 69%, which is the lowest possible value you can be at. Because market has to be, or the range has to be between 69 and 75% of market. So I was at 69 when I sent my first group in. Well, now if I'm going to change these, I have to resend them all out. You can print a notice that says up here, notice the valuation change by the Gage County Board of Equalization, because I'm petitioning the board now to change the values to what Lloyd and I and Bob believe they should be. And so that's what we're doing. I had to make this list for you guys to tell you that these are probably going to get new valuation notices. You know, we're going to go through these real fine. I sent a list into Ruth of where my first group was. I had $99,000 increases on properties based on grass and CRP. Dry and irrigated are not going to be affected as far as I can tell. In fact, some of those went down.
And this motion is just for pasture and CRP, the way the motion is?
Yeah, basically it is. The only thing is at this point, Annette may have went in and changed that we still might need to send something out. If somebody brought a map in.
Well, that's a different issue.
Yeah, but it's kind of the same scenario. If somebody brought a map in and now their CRP's dry, that could be in this grouping.
And I'd like to say, I had numerous conversations with Patty and also with Senator Dorn, and I appreciate all the work that Patty has done. Unfortunately, I think I need to abstain on this vote because I do have land in this classification.
And the bottom line is we still have to go from the market. So there will be some increases, but I do not believe, you know, they're going to go down significantly.
I understood that Erdman has stated that these increases was a wrong interpretation by the state. Is that correct?
Or unintended.
Well, I mean, that's what I heard. I mean, they didn't interpret the way the bill was passed.
An unintended consequence.
Is that what, Lloyd, you're shaking your head?
I'll talk about it. She's more political than I am.
Yeah.
That's exactly what happened. They went through Lincoln, and the intent of the bill was changed. In my opinion, the intent of the bill was changed, and they misclassified a grassland and CRP. And Patty's in the process of getting that corrected.
We need a copy of this sheet,
too. I don't think there'll be a lot of change in the dry crop land values or the irrigated.
And that one I do understand.
Right.
I get that. But this other, I don't.
So what we have to do now, then, is probably compose a letter, because they can't physically go through and personally run one at a time. When it goes to the Board of Equalization, you're usually not talking very many. You have a grouping that comes out from the computer system. Well, what I will probably do is compose a letter, because what that new notice has to have on there is, you know, through me and the County Board of Equalization, giving you the right for me to roll these back or correct these values to what now we believe are the true values. Ruth's email to me then, because I think there's been lots of things in newspapers and Bridgeport and around. I don't know, I could have brought some of those down, but she basically said, in order to improve the uniformity of agricultural land valuations, PAB would like to work with you to see if there are corrections to ag land values that could be presented to your County Board of Equalization as overvalued property. The review and decision by the County Board of Equalization must be made by July 24th. Because on July 25th, we have to have all this done. So basically what I wanted to do, though, is I wanted to get it done at this meeting, because I don't want to run protests. Because once they get this new notice, if I waited clear till July 25th, then we could send an evaluation. They have days from that notice to go out, 30 days, I believe, to protest it further, and then we're way out into the rest. So
what this motion will do, or what this would do, is allow you to send out the letters, make the correction, CRP, grassland, move forward, and then that buys you a little time to go through that process, send those out to those individuals, and it'll still all come back to us for approval when? For final valuations. Is that
that
the end of July?
But basically, you have to give me the the red light to go through, and or you might to go through and say, you believe what I'm doing is correct. And so with our new, valuations, I was just struggling with them going up that high. And
I think we understand this. Is there any other discussion as far as making those changes and allowing her to send that letter out?
Terry, you have anything?
I would ask you to vote then. We have a motion by Dorn, second by Byers. Okay, I'll ask you to vote.
Yes.
5 in favor with Hill and Dorn abstaining. Anything else for equalization? Seeing nothing, we'll adjourn at 8:56 on the clock.